Right, I'm now going to start proceedings, if you wouldn't mind. Can somebody take some good notes? Michael, you're really good at good notes, aren't you, of what the agreed next steps are. Is that all right? Just so we do that. And I'm going to start with... let's start with Sarah's group, and I'm going to give you a mic. So I want only 2 or 3 minutes on your preferred next steps and anything really desperately important you want to mention.
Okay, so my group was easily the best. I'm just going to say that first in the spirit of collaboration. No, next things. We decided that we needed a manifesto, but in order to have some kind of shared manifesto, we need research or evidence to support that. So I think one of the questions was about using numbers, because collectively we have the numbers. And actually how we gather those, bring them together to support the manifesto. We were quite clear that we need to place the manifesto in certain agendas. So we need key messages in terms of how photography works within these broader agendas to get people on board. We thought we needed a list of key influencers, so we're putting the right messages against the right individuals. And we also felt that... we should do some kind of, I'm looking at Paul, because Paul has to really do everything, have you noticed? Some kind of letter or statement or something that comes out of this conference, perhaps to sort of excite all of those people who may not be excited about this conference, in terms of us taking something forward as a collective voice. I think that's it. Oh, and we talked about the potential of foundations. We felt that we should support and celebrate Martin Parr and his new foundation, which we're not allowed to know about at the moment. So don't... Oh, we are allowed to... We're now allowed to know about it. So great, we can celebrate and support that. That's it, I think.
Anyone else from the group want to shout anything out that was not mentioned, that Sarah hasn't mentioned, that you think is super important? You've got 3 seconds. Okay, good. Thanks very much. So over to Francis. Similar sort of...
Sarah's wrong, of course. The group was much better. Few things. One is repeated talk about education, and education in photography starting young. That there's a sense that the whole group felt that there's a lack of confidence about photography, photographers, photographic institutions, which could be begun to be remedied through some attention to education. Then clearly people are talking in different ways about networking, about the SSN, about some kind of matrix of photographic activity. And a phrase that stuck in my mind is people talked about the lack of confidence of the photographic sectors with an S. I should say that the whole group found it very difficult to talk about which sector was which, that there's no clear recognition that photography works in things which are one bound sector, and that lots of photographic activities would not fall into the remit of a manifesto or any other document. So some worry in that first section about what the sectors might be.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing next steps. I'm hearing worry. I'm hearing do something about education.
Education is a next step.
What does that mean?
More accurate lobbying is a next step. Empowering somebody to lobby for photography is a next step. You're hearing a group of people who worried about the definitions that we started from, but had pretty clear targets to aim for. One of them, by the way, just for you, is to make this meeting louder, more visible, more central to the discussion next year, so that some of the very positive thinking that gets taken from this gets to a wider audience. Other next steps? I think that's about it.
Yeah. What was the thing about education? I still don't understand it.
People labour under the problem that photography is something which is kind of mysterious and unappreciated. There's tons of photography available at degree level. There's none available at kids level, and therefore people aren't familiar with the terms that we find normal.
Now listen, a next step is like crossing the road. I'm not hearing that.
Develop education at an earlier stage.
Okay, I see now. Right. Joe Booth's group,
you have to ask my people what I've left out.
Oh, yeah. What has he left out?
We talked a little bit about how to make our voices effective and who could be the champion to take our lobbying strength forward to affect change.
But he told me I could only mention next steps.
That find a champion?
Find a champion.
We are the champions.
That's much more like it. I'm going to ask Joanne, is that okay? Joe, over to you, Joe Booth.
Oh, I'm here.
So am I.
You go.
Did you like that? Did you like that? So our put my specs on. Our group, we kind of said that we didn't really want to give up the fight yet, and that we really wanted to kind of make ourselves heard in terms of wanting to keep the Media Museum or keep the collection at the Media Museum and fight for it. That's kind of what we said in our group, isn't it? That there were caveats to that, and one of them was potentially, certainly we were thinking about, we all like the idea of a museum of photography. We like the idea of it staying put because it's purpose-built, basically. But the caveats, certainly thinking about the way that, you know, the networks, the distributed network that we've talked about a lot this morning, was something that we felt ought to run alongside that as well. So I think that's what we said. I don't know what that means in terms of our next step. Getting Francis to go and knock on the door of number 10 repeatedly.
We had that one too.
Also, we reiterated a point that had been made a lot this morning about transparency and accountability, really, in terms of the decisions that had been made about the transfer of the material, and that we would like to know a little bit more about how that decision had been arrived at. So there were a lot of questions and a lot of desire to kind of revisit that.
Can I pass it on to anybody else over here? Have I missed anything?
There may be some agreement that some way of increasing the presence of photography within the existing framework, so that it was more talked about photography, so that if things do go bad and they decide to ditch photography out of Bradford, that it has a voice, that maybe that could be transferred elsewhere, whether that's into a National Photography Museum or whatever, so that it's just not lost in the mix, that where it's social networks or whatever it is, where it's a very where it's much simpler to see where the photography is in that organisation.
Oh yeah. Also, that phone that's going off in the background is mine. Sorry. it's not Mark's. He just wanted me to make that clear. That we were very keen as well to move the agenda from STEM to STEAM, which is something that was spoken about this morning. So that we include the arts within that. Okay. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you very much. You mentioned the distributed network. I think we'll come back to that because that's a potential important next step. But over to Anne's group. Have you got a mic? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we all agreed that Francis's group would have been the best group, and we all agreed that Francis should become the lobbyist. And it's not just knocking on number 10's door we thought you should do. You have to invite David and Sam Cameron round to yours for dinner. But the serious point of that is picking up, there isn't this thing about national policy and lobbying, and it's like at that high level. It's not just lobbying to, you know, funders, but government level to change the agenda, to make the agenda and the importance of photography on that. What came up in all the questions, next steps, was the need for communications, networking, proper networking. We talked about, and we're not advocating the way that the Oracle Group for photography curators is like a closed shop, but taking that model for one organisation or institution takes it on for the year, and everybody goes and it travels around the country, and you know, it's a proper open discussion. And the appeal of the Oracle network is you don't get an agenda until you go there. Everybody who's attending that network submits what's on their mind, what wants to be discussed, and then it's, you know, controlled discussions and feedback. So that's positives. We all were interested in Sarah's model and feel that we want further detail about that so we can think about it, because it could, all you need to do is send your PowerPoint presentation. Again, communications, annual meeting, networking, high lobbying policy, being confident, again, came up about photography, and we gave Red Eye the job of organising all this too. But I must say, although there is feeling around why we've all been brought together, the group that I was in was really good. It was like, yes, it wasn't a moan fest. We all know why, and we put that to one side and definitely try to see what can we do to bring this forward. So I thank the group for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, sorry, yes, anybody want to add anything? So, we can't find Michael Turwey. I'm looking at the door. He's gone. Does anybody know if he's gone?
Yes, he said he had to go and do something.
Here?
Yeah, move a collection.
We can get his mobile number.
I mean, I strongly suspect the answer to Simon's question, which I was criticised rightly for not asking Michael to answer, it slipped my mind, unfortunately. But I don't think anything's been decided, has it, other than the RPS collection? I don't know. You probably can't even mention that. But I think your question was around what's happening to some of the other work or lots of the other work, which bits are going where. Is that right?
Just everything's been framed around the RPS collection, which, of course, is just part of a much bigger. You've got Tony Ray Jones, you've got the Herald, all this other work that's there. What happens to that? And going to, you know, with the unfortunate loss of, very good people who know that collection, do the doors just get closed? I mean, you know, does the work kind of surreptitiously disappear to, you know, it's just there's no kind of real clarification about what happens. And within that, we've also got the thought of what happens with all the work at Birmingham. You know, so there's all of this stuff about other collections around which are not as accessible as they once were, which is a worry.
Yes, so obviously, the Media Museum is keeping the Herald collection, isn't it? So,
yeah, but when will we get to see it?
I guess that must be part of it. I'll come to you in a second. Is there anything you want to add? I really don't think that the sort of, as far as I understand, that maybe it has been, but I don't think anything's been announced about any kind of division of what goes where, has it? Do you want to sort of say anything about that? Or probably not.
I can just say something that Michael added in the session that we had earlier on, actually. He did say, within the context of collections like the Daily Herald and those collections remaining at Bradford, that they were recruiting new staff, so those collections would be accessible and made available to people. That's a question for the museum. So I'm just repeating what Michael told us in our session earlier on this afternoon.
It saves a lot of money.
Okay, thanks. Did everyone hear that? Yeah, okay. So, yes.
Hello, I'm Brian from the National Media Museum. I'm not sure exactly what plans are in place. I've not been party to those discussions, but my understanding is that the new posts will be archivists rather than curators. But I'm not sure. You might want to wait for the job descriptions.
It's one of the things that didn't come out in the various discussions we've been almost interchangeably using the word collection and archive. If you read the minutes of Science Museum trustees, it says, let's start calling it an archive because then we don't need curators. We just need someone who will make access possible. And I have seen the new staff plan because Mary Archer gave it to me, and it's one less staff than there is at the moment, but they're all much lower paid on two-year contracts. So you lose decades and decades of experience and bring in people who don't know anything about it, but at least might help you look at the archive.
Colin, I mean, what occurs to me is there's a lot of information that should be gathered or needs to be gathered around this subject. Are you putting... Do you have your own site blog that you know? Are you putting... I mean, because also I'm not quite sure what is public and what isn't public, what's confirmed, what isn't confirmed. And if people need to know that information, it needs to perhaps all go in one place. I don't know, it's just a thought. Was there a question? Yeah.
In the white paper that came out recently, there is a commitment for a museums review in the next 12 months, which will be looking at collections and their housing and what we should do next. And this is exactly where one voice from photography sector could be arguing, well, if there's archives that don't have public access, they should do. So now is the time, really, to plough into things like the new review that's coming up in the next year.
But it's also for that very reason that it's so worrying that these decisions were made ahead of that review and that the museums were basically asked to deal with it internally without any of that scrutiny from the white paper's proposed group. So it's been pushed through in such a way that it's going to defeat the white paper before it happens, which, of course, we're aware of. Clearly, in terms of best practice, it would have been good to either have the review first or to hold off the decisions that were made.
Okay, so listen, I know we could talk a lot more about this. That's really useful to know, Denise, and the fact that this review is going ahead and that gives us a time limit. It would be good to hear back from you. Good notice of how when the submissions are needed. I take from all of the next steps, thank you very much for those. There's obviously a few things that stand out, clearly around lobbying and information, clearly around championing. There's the group in the Forge says don't give up the fight. I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, it's incredibly important, but how is that best managed, if you see what I mean? I mean, I think it's something we need to say there is a very strong feeling about. But I don't know how to manage that. I mean, do other people who weren't in those groups have any feelings about the don't give up the fight message? There's a mic behind you.
Just that in our group it did come up. I mentioned that I think the buildings are really important. And a building for photography is really important. And the V&A will never be able to deliver the kind of impact that we need for photography within all the other collections that it has to deal with. And we've got a perfectly good, serviceable building for that. And it's in Bradford. And effectively, the decision... to move part of the collection out, we're just moving the wrong collections out, effectively. So I think that the proposal would be to reverse the situation and for the Bradford building to become a museum of photography full on. And I'm sure the council would agree to that as well. And what struck me about Colin's presentation was the way that the Bradford Council came on board at the original building because they realised how important it was going to be. And I think we're at the same sort of position. And I think that if we go in the direction that we're going at the moment, we're actually going backwards. So I'm not sure how we take that forward, what stage the negotiations are really at, but I think there can be, led by Francis, because he's very, very eloquent on this, a way of forming that into a very strong suggestion for the future of photography.
But does Sarah and then Anne, is that okay? Okay, Anne first.
I mean, obviously, I can't speak for Bradford Council, but obviously, I have been speaking to the leader of the council, the MPs, and the portfolio holder for education, culture and skills, and they were really pleased to, they're in the Devon Deep Blue or Hard Rock, whatever the scene is, and they were pleased that the photography sector were having this conversation, and Councillor Hinchcliffe has asked me to feedback next week some of the recommendations. So something like that, if that was, you know, articulated, that kind of empowers them to sort of say, you know, there's sector support for it, national sector support, and sort of helps their case as well. And as I mentioned this morning, and this very rarely happens, it's cross-party support within the local authority.
And Sarah wanted to add something. She's just inhaling.
Yes, so nicotine fired. I think if we could separate the two things out, I'm only suggesting that because if there's one sort of lobby over here which is saying, you know, don't do this, keep it here, blah, 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 on that sort of side, but it's not successful, if it doesn't come to what you actually want to happen, I think the other lobby on the other side is the just talking about photography and pushing forward into the future and what we want. Those two things help each other in some ways, but also we need to go forward with photography kind of question, where photography is at the middle of it, could enable us to open broader discussions. I suppose what I kind of, my feeling when we had the meeting with Ian Blatchford was that there is a sensitivity from the DCMS and others in terms of engaging with individual nationals' policy and agenda. And I'm just wary that if the photography sector completely sounds off just about Bradford without simultaneously talking about the importance of photography, we could be in a situation where it seems as if photography doesn't hit lots of agendas across the country in lots of different ways and can't access all of those different kinds of arenas that we've currently got. I think the two things need to happen simultaneously. So I'm just wondering whether there might be one kind of group of people who might want to come together to work on to raise the issues that are coming out of the Bradford situation, and perhaps another group of people coming together to raise the agenda for photography more broadly. Only because a lot of those agendas, like Denise says, when there's going to be a museum review down the line, we want the museum review to really kind of understand why photography is important. We want the white paper and the inquiry to understand why photography is important. So there's all of these places that we need to put our energies into. So I'm just making a plea that we don't put all of our energies into one thing, but we make sure the two things happen, if that's all right.
Thank you very much. Hang on to that, because I've got one. But I think we've only got time for really one or two very quick comments. Henry, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, the RPS collection is a tangible symbol of what we're about, I think, to me. So I agree that both things are important, that we fight for Bradford and we fight for the RPS collection, and obviously the other points about photography as a sort of body and moving forward and all the rest of it. But the collection is a symbol of what we're about, and it's the fact that was being moved has triggered this conversation, which may help us move forward. So the two things are intertwined. It's a tangible, symbol for us.
And so I'm going to interrupt you to say that Anne, myself, and Sarah went to see Ian Blatchford and Joe Quinton-Tallick and said it's a symbol. And do you remember her exact response? I think she said something like,
I can't remember.
Well, I think it kept on coming back to the agenda for the Science Museum, which is quite sort of specific, and their lack of resources, and the fact that they felt that there was lots of things that I'm not going to go into all of them, because I know that they're sort of contentious in and of themselves. But I think I'm not suggesting that the two things don't happen and the two things aren't interlinked. I think what I felt at that meeting was that there was a head of steam which was going in one direction, and we could, it's not that that couldn't be questioned, but there was this head of steam that was going in one direction, which was about the autonomy of the Science Museum as a group.
No, but STEAM's the point. We want STEAM, not STEM. That's exactly the point. You can't have science without art. They go together.
Of course, if you're
an engineer that designs a car, you're designing a beautiful object. You're using creativity as well as engineering. You need art and science together.
Yeah, I mean, I think she said something like, "It's a symbol, but I don't want to misquote her, but it was something like, but it's a massive burden for them as well." So I think, I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Don't quote me as that's exactly what she said. But she said it's
the other thing that baffles me is that there's cuts at Bradford and there's cuts at the V&A and the Science Museum. So they're going to have to, when it moves to London, money will have to be raised to staff it, store it, and do things with it.
Yep.
So why not leave it where it is and raise money to do things with it where it is?
I think you're about the millionth person to say that, and you
know. It just makes no. It's just illogical.
Yep. There's a hand up, one final hand, Joe, back middle. You're in a really accessible place there, aren't you, for the microphone?
I know. Sorry about that.
It's all right, sure.
So my question is, do we have to finish at 4:30, or can we run on a bit?
We can go. We have to really stop at 22, I've been told. So that is kind of, and I've got about 3 or 4 minutes of summing up. So we've got 2 or 3 minutes, really.
Okay, that was my question.
Oh, Neil, and now you said yes.
Sorry, one quick,
very, very brief.
Quick, one thing that was discussed in our group was there may be some way that people can, you know, not necessarily stop the movement, but without, you know, naming names, the RPS still has some say in whether this actually happens. And to me, it was always as if it was a foregone conclusion that it was going to the V&A. Well, in fact, there is still, whether it's legal or not, it has been discussed. I don't know the things. There are some ways that this can be stopped.
Okay, yes, I think all of those things are in train. I don't know if, Michael, you want to say any more than that. No, okay.
Can I just ask Paul, sorry,
yeah, sure.
Just from the group, really, something that we didn't address. What is the next step? How can we all apply this collective learning and experience onto something which is useful for the photographic community?
Yeah, I'm taking 4 next steps, which I will sum up. So it's clearly developing the model that Sarah's elaborated. It's clearly scaling.
Sorry, not to be pedantic, it's not developing it. It's finding out more about that model so we can understand it more.
Finding out more about that model so we can understand it more? yes, thank you. It's clearly scaling up the lobbying in some way. Clearly, there'll be a sort of a statement. We're aiming for some sort of policy stroke manifesto that feeds into the museum review. And then I guess there'll be this kind of separate, if you like, continuing case around Bradford. And I think I've missed one, but Brenda's got her hand up, luckily, so I can stop. You can interrupt me.
I've got my hand up for Ian Beasley, who's not here, but he's said many things that if you're following the MPS hashtag on Twitter, I urge you to go and read what Ian Beasley said. But his latest tweet, which I think is completely pertinent to what Henry's just said, he says, SMG focus on STEM to inspire Northerner is ironic when all the traditional industries that needed such skills have gone.
Okay. Are you got your hand up?
In your list, I think you need to add that this meeting has been very keen on the SSN to be developed as well, and that's clearly a next step. It's underway, but it can be scaled up, it can be speeded up. There's a clear will to have a network that can take some of these messages out and around.
Good. But I heard the comment as well that it isn't just committees, it's individuals, and you are all individuals. I'm not. No, sorry.
One just quick idea. Because there are so many photographers and everybody's a photographer and we need to lobby and we need to fund it, could we not just have a small crowdsourcing or funding type thing which allows, and I suppose everybody here to donate £1, and then, I know it's, but because there are so many people interested in photography and it has raised so much interest, I think people would be willing to donate. And it just it takes somebody to set that up and, I suppose, publicise it, because then it gives what people are talking about a bit of backing.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's right. And I think if there's whatever the form, the I think it's good to have, if not consensus, consent. We're looking at some thing, institution or whatever that is established. And I mean, we can. I don't want. It sounds like I'm trying to kill that. I'm quite the opposite. I think it's a really strong idea, and I'm really taken with all the commentary on Facebook. People saying it's unlocked a lot of goodwill and a lot of interest in supporting something that reflects what photography needs. So we're a tiny bit closer from these last day or two in thinking what that something is, and it will have elements of a lot of what's talked about. So it will have the manifesto, the policy, and possibly some lobbying capacity. And I think we need to really, really sit down, hammer it out. I'm going to sit down with Sarah and for a long time and just get that model straight. And with everyone else who wants, we're going to, right after this, we're going to sit down and at least think about a statement, what it is we've kind of agreed. But I think what we've done is we've kind of unlocked a lot of really, really good thoughts. I don't think I can conclude with any massive, great, we've agreed to go forward and do X, but it seems like there's a lot there. Is that reasonably satisfactory to finish on that vague note, or can you do it in a much more barnstorming way?
Not at all. I just want to say what we all think we need to say, which is to thank you for doing all this with such consistent calmness and good cheer. Well done, Paul.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, no, yeah, it's not me. It's you lot, okay? So next time, we will keep meeting and we will keep talking about all this stuff. We need to wrap up, don't we? Yeah, we do need to wrap up. So, and we will really, really think about what's been said. We're not going out with a whimper here, for sure. Just before, please don't go for a second, because I need to thank a lot of people. I absolutely, definitely need to thank Format, who from the very beginning have been so super enthusiastic, supportive, and absolutely not at all obstructive in any way, quite the opposite, and so totally a great organisation to work with. Louise and her team. Seb and Michael and Robert and Peter. Can you say some names out? Shout some names. All the volunteers are, yes, they're all wonderful. Thank you very much. What a really great organisation. And obviously Quad, and obviously the funders, which is the University of Derby, and the... Oh, it's not on there. Shit, really sorry. Yeah. Right. Who did this slide? The Arts Council is super consistently supportive of what we're doing. We're only really doing the SSM because Denise pushed us along at the beginning. Denise is a great asset to photography, as are the other RMs, you're now called, aren't you? Consistently being helpful. So thank you again. I really, really mean that. It's great. There's a lot of Red Eye folks who've helped. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I wasn't going to thank your mum, but pass on our thanks. But in particular, Joe and Charlie, who you've met and talked to over the last few days, and Helena, who's not here, but is in Sweden, actually, for us at the moment, so that's great. All the helpers who are John Shinnick, Lisa Joel, James Parker, Karen Hewitt, Polly Bentham, Kat Horton. Have I missed anyone? That's everyone. Really super helpful. And all of the photographers, video, thank you. Yep. James's mum, obviously. Yep. And all the speakers, everybody's given their time, which is really wonderful. And I think that's how we've managed to keep the ticket price so low, apart from the support from Arts Council, is the time that you've all given. So now I need to tell you that there is a walk, a portfolio walk. It's just started in which room?
Next door.
Where?
It's in the box next door and also in the digital studio downstairs on the first floor.
Yeah, where you get the chance to have a look at all the work that's been shown over the last couple of days. So they're always super fun. So do go and do that. And if you haven't caught it, the regeneration show downstairs, of course, as well. Is there anything else you guys want me to mention?
No, but just a big thank you for everyone who's put so much time and energy into today, all the reviewers, and of course, Paul, for putting this all together and keeping us going.
Watch this space. Within a relatively short time, certainly within the month, we'll try and produce reports, recordings, and so on uknps.org.uk, uknps.org.uk, the site for the symposium. We'll try and rope people in and do volunteer time and support and help. We won't get anywhere without all of that. So have a great, great journey. I really feel like I've missed something. What is it?
Formats next year, the big version. Come back for that. Make sure you don't miss it. There's also our award night later today as well. So from all the reviewers and photographers that have been showing their work today, we're going to select some special awards and do a slideshow. So do come back into this cinema at 7:30. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And join us for that.
And it's a half an hour, isn't it? It's not massively long,
It's going to be quite quick, light, and exciting. Nice to see some images as well and celebrate the photographers that have been showing their work today.
Oh, yeah. Let's look at photography. Wow, how about that? Thank you very much, and see you next time.